What's good, everybody? Welcome to episode 34 of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. I had to start the mics because Gina is just being a babbling brook. And I'm like, you're going to run out of shit to talk about on our podcast if you keep this up, especially while you're in mom mode.
I was just telling a story.
Yeah, it was a run-on sentence. It kept going. Wait till you get a load of this one, guys, if you have teenage children out there. And thank you for tuning in to another episode. If you would like to reach out to us, you can check out where to reach out to us in our description of the podcast. Hopefully you are staying
high and right
and positive vibes as always.
Always.
Thank you for taking the time out to check us out. Hopefully you are prepared for election week coming up. Don't go to Walmart if you're looking for guns and ammunition. It's not happening. This is the time where you better have some rednecks and some thugs in your family circle. Or it's somebody you can reach out to. Shit, people want to talk shit about it, but shit, you better know some rednecks and thugs for real. If you need some guns and ammo right about now.
And some friends.
Mm-hmm. If Bill at the office goes out during his lunch break and he pulls up to us and he walks up to a strange car, brothers in the parking lot, just mind your damn business.
Good friends.
Just mind your fucking business, everybody. Mm-hmm. But hopefully everybody's doing okay. We know times is tough right now. The holidays are coming up. Happy Halloween if you are enjoying Halloween this weekend virtually through Zoom. If you are taking a chance, make sure your kids are wearing respirators and masks out here. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be doing any of the trick-or-treating and shit right now personally, but
no,
I wouldn't be doing it.
No,
but if you do choose to do it, be safe, be careful. At least go to family members you know. Or, you know, keeping their shit tight, keeping their shit together. Mm-hmm. But anyway, what's been up, Miss Gina?
No, I was just...
She was just ranting about her daughter and her insurance. Well, still our insurance, but her insurance.
It's her insurance. I have to pay for it.
All right, moms, listen up.
No. Okay. What happened was, I'll start with my day. I get up, I go, and of course get Poppy up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and
in the middle of the blizzard.
Right. So I have to take Kyle to take care of this ticket that he has a warrant for.
Yeah, one of our sons has a warrant.
I don't know if we ever talked about that when he got the motorcycle ticket.
No.
Way back. Well, he got a motorcycle ticket because I told him he needed a motorcycle license. But I made him at least get insurance. Mm-hmm. So.
And he wanted to argue about, I'll be fine.
No,
and
wait,
the next thing you know.
Said, yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways. Of course, then he moves to Texas, and yeah, his license gets suspended, and then he gets
because the ticket was
warrant.
Going to magically disappear and go away.
Right? Don't. So, I take him down, and because it's at Amnesty Day, so you can get your warrant and everything wiped away, and new court date and whatnot, and. So we got that taken care of.
I'm sure a lot of criminals and thugs listen so we to get this there. Podcast because I used to be a young young man
being
to look forward to them
and
amnesty days.
Being doing fun stuff.
I visited a couple of those a time or two.
So we pull up there and he's like, you going in with me? And I said, well, yeah. He's like, they might take me. I
Dude.
Said, yeah, if they take you, I guess they're going to have to take me because there's no reason
we
to
ain't
take
doing
you.
All that shit.
And he's like, oh, good. Then we both will go.
Yeah, like he'll be in a cell. Like mom's going to be in a cell with you. You're 21, dude.
He was so scared. He was panicked.
That umbilical cord got cut 21 years ago.
I know it did.
And them is my titties now. Shit.
They've been on their own since. Yeah, they were born. Go make your brother some breakfast. but yeah, so that was taken care of, like easy peasy. They were real nice and everything. And so then, what happened? Oh, then we went to eat, and I went and dropped Kyle off, and then I get headed to here, and then here I get a phone call from my dad. You need to go change Poppy, and then you might as well just lay him down, let him go to bed. And he's laughing. He's like, where are you at? I was like, I was just across the street. Are you kidding me? We'll go back.
Yeah.
I'm like, that you son of a bitch. He's like, Nana's been calling you. I'm like, Nana has not even once called me. Mm-hmm. I looked at my phone. She texted me when I was probably just driving away.
And keep in mind, if guys are new listening to our podcast, our son lives across the street from her poppy.
Right.
After just dropping him off and getting almost home.
Exactly. I would have your dad laugh and say, the street. Yeah. So I drive all the way home. Got a block away from my own. Had to turn around. Yes, I was heated. So go do that. And then I finally get back home. So then I have to take care of my son's stuff. Because, of course, they're all idiots. And they can't take care of their own shit. So I'm calling the insurance agent. I'm like, come on, I need a quote and this and that. And also, my daughter's insurance went up $40. I freaked. She says, oh, what happened? I said, I don't know. She put the, because she's supposed to have this little thingy that goes in her car to, you know, give her, I don't know, good rates or something. I don't know what the fucking thingy is. She asked me if I want to put one in my car and change insurance. And I'm like, hell no.
Yeah, who wants a fucking tracking device from the insurance company? Yeah, but
nothing in my car. Oh, fuck that thing up.
Be calling you. So. We detected an impact. I don't know what you're talking about. While you pulling out of a parking lot, like, I see nothing.
Nope. So then I, she's like, well, I'm telling her, I said, well, she put it in the car, but, you know, we don't know how to activate it. If it's turned on. We don't know how to turn it on. There's no button, so we don't know what to do. You know, and she's sitting there cracking up laughing. And I'm like, you know, and I don't understand, you know. And she's laughing, and I don't know what's going on because I don't know anything. I'm like, Janae, what are you supposed to do? She's like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Blonde moment.
I'm like, she's put it in my car. Put it, okay, we'll put it in your car. It's in my car. I'm like, are you okay? Well, come to find out, it comes with instructions. She's supposed to download an app, sync it to it, put it in there, and it turns on. I'm like, okay. She's like, I also emailed her instructions several different times. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you, this little fucking shit. The other thing, she was supposed to sign this paper. And she's like, you know, I emailed it to her several times. And I also mailed her a hard copy in case she didn't get the emails. And then I emailed it in case she didn't get the hard copies. And I'm like,
that's a hell of an insurance agent.
She's amazing. Mm-hmm. She's absolutely amazing.
But our daughter's a little dumbass.
And I'm like, oh my God, I swear to God, they get dumber as they get older. And she says, I know. And I'm like, shit, what am I going to do?
Parents understand.
So I was just like, oh. I said, please email it to me. I said, she will have it done in 20 minutes. So I'm like, you get your ass over to my house right now. Mm-hmm. So what does she do? She brings more fucking laundry. Oh my God.
Mom, can I ask you a serious question?
I know I need to stop doing laundry.
Is that where you want to start?
Right.
Gotta let these kids grow up, man.
Oh my God. I'm just trying to get them just functioning so I can step back.
Well, there's two ways that this could happen. One is they keep ignoring tickets and go to jail and then learn a lesson. The other one is to let clothes pile up in their apartment and wonder why a boyfriend won't stick around.
Okay. Both of those sound very intriguing. But at the end of the day, I'm still cold. So it don't matter.
You can do like me. Ringer don't be on.
My ringer isn't on. For that reason.
Uh-huh.
So I parents call back when I feel like it.
Parents get it, man. It seems like, yeah, you think it gets easier. And if you have younger children out here, ladies and gentlemen, once they turn 18 and beyond, you think it gets easier? Hell no, man. They get more knuckleheaded, of course, more expensive.
Oh, goodness. Oh, they do.
It's just like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
And you know how it goes, too, especially if you're still paying their fucking phone bill. When you call them, they don't want to seem to fucking answer the phone. But let something happen with them, you'll have 13 missed calls in 20 seconds.
Right.
Did I just try to call your punk ass yesterday, but now you're calling me because you need, you can you cash app me? No, motherfucker, I'm not cash apping shit.
I know, I wake up to find five phone calls, missed calls. I just forgot my doctor's name.
Seriously, come on.
Five
man.
Times? Okay.
Yeah, you don't know how to get on, yeah, you on that damn
and
phone.
And she's like,
all the
I
time.
Remembered. Oh, okay. Yeah. Jesus, I can't.
The struggles of being a mother.
Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm.
So what else been going on, dear?
I don't know. I think that's about it.
Hopefully that's enough, right?
I think so. I hope so. Jesus. I don't know. That's enough stupidity for today.
And that was just today.
I know.
You briefly mentioned Monday.
I'm done.
This past week.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else been going on?
Oh, no. Gina got me sick, though.
Oh, I did. See, I thought I was just a little down.
I'm over here feeling like ass still, too, man. I'm like, fuck.
I did. I thought, you know, just, you know, I thought it was just down or my fibro was acting up or, you know, who knows what was trying to go on. I didn't know. And then I was feeling just a little better here and there, but it would still come back with a vengeance. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, somebody's laying in bed all day long. I'm like, wow, what's wrong?
I'm like, I don't fucking know.
I know. It was weird.
Because it ain't like me. You know me. I gotta get up and get stuff done. I've got to move around, man. I got shit to do.
And it's strange.
I'm needed in a lot of places.
It's not like you're sick, but you're sick.
Man.
I don't know. It was a strange illness.
This shit sucks. That's what I'm like. We probably walking around with COVID and don't even know it.
Probably.
Thanks to you.
I didn't do it. You're the one who goes everywhere. You probably gave it to me, and I got it faster than you did.
Really, that's what you want to try to justify this as?
I will.
No, I already blamed you, and it is what it is.
I bet Superman brought it home.
Yeah, a cat brought it home.
I bet he did.
Yeah, okay.
I bet he did.
But yeah, man, this shit sucks, man.
It is.
I'm over here looking at the clock now, like, damn, we only been recording for 13 minutes.
Ain't none.
I'm feeling like shit, man.
And when you get towards the tail end of it, you know, it's like you'll have like amazing energy all of a sudden, and then all of a sudden it just switches and you have nothing, and you're achy, and you're just like your stomach's just moving like you want to throw up, and it's just like really weird.
Man, I can't tell you how many times I've been to the bathroom the last
and
few
then
days.
And then, you know,
I'm gonna have you check maybe, for hemorrhoids here pretty quick.
Oh dear, no. And then maybe an hour or two after that you're great again, and then
for a little bit, and then yeah,
it bounces back and forth. But that when it bounces in, you're just phew, way down. Just I don't know.
It's like it's after your energy, man. It's some type of weird illness going on, because I thought Gina was just kind of feeling down. But yeah. I was wondering if she was getting sick. But I was, because I remember asking her, you sure it's not some kind of cold or something?
Mm-hmm. And like, I didn't feel like I mean, like, okay. It would be like really weird.
And I was like, all right. So I went about, you know, you remember over last weekend, I was running around, grabbed some, build another shelf for our grow operation.
Right.
And not the type of grow operation you may be thinking. People, we live in Kansas. We know the laws.
Fuck them laws.
Bought some more grow lights, and we got more plants, got ornamental peppers. We got two new prayer plants. If you want to check us out on our Instagram page,
beautiful,
we posted a couple videos.
Got some pepper plants.
Yep.
Got a whole bunch of seeds in.
Yep. Then the next day, while Gina was laid up, I was running around doing my thing, and I was like, shit, man. And then, shit, come Saturday into Sunday, I was like, nope.
Something funny.
Nope. And I'm still feeling that shit, even right now. This shit, something like, my stomach's cramping and shit. I'm like, man, this is some bullshit.
It's some weird shit, I'll tell you. It is some weird shit. Nope. Don't want that again. Whatever that
I'm
was.
I'm trying to get rid of it now, man.
I know.
I'm trying to. So talk about our new plants and what you have planned for them. It's a garden talk update.
Repot them.
Let's start there, right?
Or let them get acclimated to the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Let them get used to Gina's our herbal system.
Cave. Gina's yeah. woman cave.
The lighting, the system, the air, whatnot. Because at any given time, we have a lot of different things going on.
Imagine that.
Right. We got the dehumidifier or the humidifier going. Then I'll turn on the fan, you know, so it's going. And then, you know, I'll turn on the heater to warm it up in there and whatnot. So,
And I've been having the chills too, y'all. And Gina want to give these plants more heat and fucking care than she does the rest of the house.
I turn the oven on.
Our bedroom ain't nowhere near the damn kitchen.
Look, I have the heater in the bedroom. I turned it on and you were fine. That thermometer in the bedroom said it was like 70-some degrees in there. That is hot. So you're doing
and you know
great.
I don't like the heat. But you know I ain't feeling right if I'm in there fucking shivering.
I think it did great. So, yeah.
And what's the two ornamental peppers we just got? Because you're growing peppers in a can, too, but...
Right.
Because you got the Thai hot chili, you got...
I don't remember the names that we got.
Off the top of my head, I can't remember.
Maybe. Right.
Because we got too much going on at any given time.
Right. I know there's... I say that can because I want to get that, a jigsaw.
Fuck is that?
It's an ornamental plant. It's supposed to be really pretty. Hmm. I mean, really, really pretty. All different colored leaves.
Peppers on it too, different colors?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we got. Black pearl, red cheese, Thai hot chili.
Those are the
and
ones.
Those are the ones we got
in the cans that I grew from seed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. Amazing. I'm so excited.
And so far, you plan on doing seasonings with it.
Right.
Dehydrating them.
Yeah, I will dehydrate them and do some taste testing. Maybe make some salts, seasoning salts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you've already done it with our banana peppers too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Our banana peppers and our jalapenos, I did that with as well. And both the midnight fire and the conga, I've done that with both of those.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't chop those ones up yet. Those are still whole peppers because they're so small. But they're cute.
They're cute to look at right now.
They're adorable. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Gina be throwing down in the kitchen, man. She wants to make our own herbs and spices.
I do. I do want to have our own. I mean, I do my own blend anyways. But I would like to grow all of those myself and be able to have it all homegrown.
Mm-hmm. Because other stuff that we made, too, was garlic powder.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Onion.
Yes, I want to do the onion powder, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're dehydrating our Tulsi, right? Or not dehydrating, per se, but the Tulsi's drying out, so you can make more smudge sticks.
Well, no, I'm not going to use those as smudge sticks. I'll probably just, I don't know what I'll do with those.
You haven't decided yet?
No, I'm just drying them so I get the seeds out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It does smell good when you move them around, though.
I know, it smells gorgeous.
Yeah, and we also got some winter vegetables growing.
We do.
Our first time doing it this year.
And they got a whole bunch of snow on them the other day.
Mm-hmm. Freezing ice.
Yeah,
the ice, rain, storm. Snow. They was buried. Couldn't even see them.
Then they got almost 3 inches of what rain after all of that.
Mm-hmm. They out there happy as shit too. Mm-hmm. Cold weather vegetables. We got Brussels sprouts growing. We got broccoli, cauliflower,
bok choy.
Yep, got some cabbage. We're gonna plant some lettuce and stuff over the weekend.
Yeah.
And what else you want to throw in there?
Garlic. We're gonna get some garlic planted. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, because we bought that trough last weekend to throw, mm-hmm. to have, you know, something extra to keep some of that separated, because a garden bed be getting full of vegetables when we get overboard.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to throw some more radishes in there, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll get some radishes in there. And
plus, it's just an experimental year, too. We've never really grown anything through the winter.
Right.
So we're going to see what happens. And also, the overwintering process of our banana pepper plant is going interesting right now.
Right.
We're trying to keep our pepper plants as perennials instead of annuals.
Yeah, so we brought a couple of them inside. But the thing of it is, I cut them and I took off all the leaves off of my one.
The one that's got a lot of praise on our Instagram page.
Right. It's a little funny little shit.
It started funny looking too, Gina.
It is. It's been like, funny looking. This damn thing,
I don't know what it's doing. It just looks like a bad hair day.
I mean, it's this thing has been just silly since it was.
It's needed an afro pic since it was little.
It's a crazy little one. Okay, so anyways, I take off all the leaves, I cut it down, and I'm like, I cut it down quite a bit, but I left, you know, quite a bit of stem just because I wanted to, you know, see what it does next year. And I might cut it down even further next year or the year after or for the season after.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was trying to do was, you know, overwinter it, and because that's what they said to do. You just cut everything off, cut it down, and, you know.
Basically, you wanted to look like a wish. Away. You wanted to really look like a wishbone.
Right. Either to the two, the one stem going to the branch,
and off the other way.
Yeah. Or keep it up in one stem or something. Or one stem as long as it has two nodes or something like that.
Yeah, two nodes on it.
So.
Slingshot. Well,
this little thing starts growing more leaves, and I'm like, okay, well,
that was last week
it started a couple weeks ago 3 weeks ago. And I'm like, well, okay, I don't know what's going on here,
but not supposed I'll to be producing just, right now. You ain't supposed to be putting out right now. You're supposed to be hibernating.
Do your thing, I guess. And so then about, I think probably last weekend, I looked down, and the thing has all these buds all over these little leaves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you, oh my God.
They look like micro peppers right now.
Right.
There's a bunch of them too.
There is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like every leaf has one on it. And I'm like, oh dear Lord, what we'll are you doing? We'll have to see what happens.
This was like, fuck.
I'm like, okay, it's happy. I guess it's happy, but it's not ready to, you know, to go dormant, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It sure ain't.
Nope.
It's doing whatever the fuck it's wanted to do, just like it's done all summer.
Oh my gosh.
And now that we're in winter, winter has came early here in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely made an early appearance.
It did. It did.
But don't let it stop you. If we have some gardeners that listen, which I'm sure that listen to our podcast, we appreciate you guys. We definitely do a lot more posting about our gardening and growing our food and cooking on our Instagram page, mm-hmm. more than anything. Grow your own food, people. We've been talking about it throughout the year.
Get out there. That ground is not frozen. Go.
Yeah. grow your own food, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because times is interesting. And I know it's helped us quite a bit on going to the grocery store so much.
Yes, it has.
It has cut that down a hell of a lot. And plus, it, you know, deters the chances of getting COVID, too.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to go through and scrub your vegetables when you bring them home from the grocery store.
And not only that, I mean, boost your immune system.
Plus, you know where it's coming from, man.
Gives you what you need from your area.
Yeah, because we ain't throwing a bunch of bullshit.
Comes at you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And we ain't had to throw a bunch of bullshit into it, any mm-hmm. kind of pesticides or anything like that.
No, we just let it grow.
Yeah, just let it do its thing, man. But grow your own food.
Let it do its thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's easy for a lot of gardeners too, man, especially if you're new to doing it. And I know we've talked to some people through this year that are new to gardening and they ask questions and DM us and stuff like that. And I've just been, I mean, that's the only advice we pretty much give them, man. Just put it in the ground. Don't overthink it. Yeah. You know, and don't go down. It's easy to go down YouTube rabbit holes and web pages of everybody's got an opinion on shit.
Yeah, don't be that helicopter.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go down that YouTube rabbit hole so much either. Now, granted, there's people out there that do have some great information, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of it too where it's just like, come on, man. You're doing this for ads. You're doing this just based off your own opinions and shit, which is fine. If it works for you, it works for you. But the main thing is, especially if you're your first year, second year, or first year of growing something in particular, just let that shit grow and see what happens, man.
Yeah. Everybody's going to have opinions. Mm-hmm. So, and you will too. Yeah. I do.
Yep.
I'm like, shit, this shit, I don't know what's going on. My opinion is, it's just a bitch today.
Yeah. Just fuck it. Can't really explain it. Yeah. Just let it grow, man, and observe. And with time comes experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we learned a lot this year from some of the stuff we planted.
We did.
We learned a hell of a lot more stuff this year. And this was our, fifth year planting stuff?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, because that first year was hilarious, man. We didn't know what the fuck we was doing.
No.
And it was fun, too, but that seemed to be the only year we grew tomatoes.
that year I learned so much.
Nah, it wasn't that we just only grew tomatoes, but I'm just talking shit.
I mean,
but
seriously,
the funniest thing that we learned, in my opinion, okay, what's the funniest thing you learned though, the first year?
Radishes had pods, edible pods.
They bolt.
Mm-hmm. And you cannot put a million down or they won't grow.
Nope. I had a lot of those pods in my salads that year.
Yeah, we had a lot of pods.
We
had so many pods that they reproduced themselves the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They sure did.
Yes, they did.
You also learned a lot about mint, chocolate mint, and spearmint.
Yep.
What else did you learn about that?
It grows everywhere.
It has been a staple of the garden bed since.
And I learned how to tame that bitch.
Mm-hmm. If you guys listen to the background, our dogs are howling at the full moon right now. Listen, now Ghost, he's only 3 years old, but he sounds like he's 13. Mm-hmm. They're all doing their howl. People are like, what the fuck is going on? That's their howl and their call.
Yeah.
They get through howling and into making sure everybody good with each other.
Yep.
Nah, they just being pain in the asses. Every time we record, you want to do so. You feel good, Ghost?
You feel better? Did you get that out?
But yeah, man, you know one of the funniest things I learned about our garden the first year?
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Was when we didn't know how to grow cucumbers, but we grew the fuck out of them.
We did.
We didn't have them on a trellis.
And that was only year that I made the best pickles.
Man, those pickles were
and they've
awesome.
Never been the same since.
That's what I'm like, are you sure you're getting the same packaging?
I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm fucking it up, though. One day, I'm going to get pickles right.
Man,
there will be a day
but
I
that
will
year,
get pickles
it was hilarious because
right.
We didn't have them on no trellis, no fence, not like this year.
If you
we
got a pickle recipe, send it. I'll take it.
Yeah, true. Yeah, send
this
us some recipes.
Simple
man,
as fuck. That's the problem. This shit is simple as fuck to make cucumbers. And for some reason, I am fucking it up.
I also learned that the third year of gardening that I didn't know pickles came from cucumbers.
Right. Took him that long.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. But it was funny that year because it grew so damn tall that it broke when one of those thunderstorms blew through.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah. Because of my makeshift shit.
And that
like,
one plant, that was one plant. No, two. Because we thought one was dying.
My theory on that shit was pretty badass.
I don't remember.
Okay. You know, you can get them anywhere. They're just those really small, like 4-inch trellis thing, or 4-inch, what are they called? 4-inch?
Not chicken wire, but fencing.
Yeah, just the 4-inch fencing that just goes around a garden for
pretty. You could border it around
anything. For prettiness or whatever. I don't want to know what the fucking call. Mm. What I did was I put it in a triangle position. Mm-hmm. I butted them together, zip tied them. And then I took another set and set it on top of that one, zip tied it, and kept going all the way up.
It was a ghetto masterpiece.
Right? This shit grew up it.
It grew up it like a motherfucker,
right?
Too.
It loved it.
Yeah.
It was going up all sides, and it was just doing its thing. It got so damn
heavy, though.
Yep, and mm-hmm. it got heavy, and that's what...
And that storm blew it. It finally just said, just it's
toppled
over.
It over. Yeah. I was like, oh.
And that one no, it was just two plants. And those two plants produced mm-hmm. so many damn cucumbers. Gina was giving them away in jars. She was like, give these away. Take these to people.
Yeah.
We even had the DirecTV guy in our house. She was like, give him a jar.
Yes, we did.
I'm sitting here talking so Spanish to the poor bastard.
Oh, we had so many cucumbers. And now I can't even fucking do it right.
No, we grew cucumbers. We grew too many this year. This
started. Other than that, I can't get the, I can't.
Oh, the pickle recipe.
Yeah.
It's been all right because it's been great in my water because I throw cute sliced cucumbers in my water mm-hmm. for work.
Yeah.
And I also throw rosemary in there. Sometimes I throw a little bit of ginger, a little bit of thyme in there. Mm-hmm. Look up what it does for you, man. It's good for you.
It is.
It has a lot of different benefits. You got to let it sit cold in the refrigerator overnight.
Yep.
And what makes it even better is you slicing it from your own garden, man. Even if you ain't got a backyard space and shit like that, man. It ain't nothing against, you know, we're growing shit in a can right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see what happens. You can get a couple buckets. You can, as long as you got a couple windows, you got a balcony, you got a patio. Even just a windowsill, man.
We're going to put
It's not a beauty contest. No, grow some damn food.
Yeah. We're going to put one in a bottle. This is so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try that.
Yep.
That's going to be cool. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to next spring.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to next spring. We're going to be growing some more food. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking we're getting better at it.
We are only going to get better, honey. We can't get any worse.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you guys have any garden recipes as far as with pickles or with pickles, well, yeah, with pickles,
please.
With cucumbers and shit like that, make sure to tag us in it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to holler at us.
We love food.
Trying some different stuff.
We love food.
We also just got done straining some fire cider for the winter.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That's good. And take some olive oil, mix it with some olive oil, add some lime juice or lemon juice.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in a salad. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like to eat it too, man. I like to just take dressing. Shots of it.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Because one of our friends, he actually put it on his food and he ran out of it in like 2 days.
Yeah.
He poured on his food. He's like, man, that shit was so good, man. And then he said, I noticed I could breathe. My sinuses was all mm-hmm. cleared up.
Yep.
And he said, man, that shit was good, man.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I got to make some more since I used. Strain too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So check out recipes on fire cider too if you're not familiar with it. Extremely it is really good for your immune system, especially during this unfortunate mm-hmm. time. And winter is upon us now, and things are going to get a lot more interesting, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will be. So do the best you can. Take a lot of vitamins, especially your vitamin D if you're not able to get a lot of that sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Zinc is good for you too right now.
Yeah.
I've read.
Magnesium.
Mm-hmm. So make sure you take care of yourselves and your family, man.
Get some of that magnesium oil.
Yeah. And you can make it yourself too.
So much cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I be spraying mm-hmm. that shit, especially on my ailments, man. My back has been killing me this last week, too, mm-hmm. on top of feeling like shit. So, but yeah, man, look into some of this stuff. It sounds taboo to some people. They may be unfamiliar with it. But, I mean, it's a hell of a lot better than relying on pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. You know how they have our best interests at heart.
Right.
So, it's a lot better than relying on that. Look into tinctures, look into herbalism, look into apothecary. Mm-hmm. Not saying you have to deep dive into it. But if you have any questions or anything, you could reach out to us. I'm not the expert. Gina is. But,
I'm not no expert.
But Gina knows stuff.
I like to know stuff. That's the thing.
And she makes stuff.
Oh, I love to make stuff.
One of my best friends says that Call Gina Gargamel. Said, man, she Gargamel over there. She got Gargamel's lair over there.
But when
shit is offered to them, they're like, yo, man, like, yeah, yeah, my wife need this. She want that. She need these oils. She want the essential oils.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. But look into some of this stuff. It sounds taboo and it sounds crazy. If you guys listen to Kanye talk on the Joe Rogan Experience, which was a headache and a half.
Oh, my.
He did do a lot of talking about why he bought a lot of several acreages and stuff. And he believes in, you know, planting a lot of your own food and growing a lot of your own food and being self-sustainable and hydroponics. And he's not so much into solar energy, but he's looking into hydroponic energy and how to generate energy that way and stuff. It's pretty interesting, some of the things that he was saying. I mean, a lot of people would say he's crazy. I'm going to reserve my opinion on what I think. He is running for president right now, and I'm sure he'll run for president in 2024 against Gina.
Say again.
But it was pretty interesting, some of the aspects he brought up with that. That's some of the stuff I do agree with, because that's pretty much the tip a lot of us are on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, man, figuring out how to be self-sustainable and get to a certain point of, you know, hopefully it does it, but you never know how this life could be. We never thought we'd live to see a pandemic. That's for damn sure.
Right.
So you never know. The world might go into a different
zone.
Yeah, world might go into a different place, man.
Yeah.
It might go into a place to where, okay, are you able to hunt? Are you able to grow food?
Mm-hmm.
You better start learning some of these skills. If you don't already have some of these skills, and if you don't, you better make some friends. The same friends that, like I said, rednecks or thugs, man. You better make you some friends so you can get the hookup, man, and quit playing.
Mm-hmm.
Better get the hookup. Nah, I'm just joking. But, yeah, just do the best you can to try to learn some of these skills and some of these. I mean, I don't want to call them trades, but they are life skills.
They're just
life skills. These are stuff that we've been deprived of anyway.
School life skills actually should.
Oh man, don't get me started on this curriculum.
Right?
You know, shit, you don't teach your kids about taxes. Mm. You don't teach them about paying bills. You don't teach them. I mean, when's the last time you used trigonometry?
I don't even know what that is. I didn't take that.
I got into pre-calculus and trig and checked the fuck out.
I don't even know what none of those are.
But hopefully everybody's doing okay as always. We appreciate you guys taking the time out to listen to us each and every week. I know there's a lot of talk, especially in social media right now with the elections coming up, that that's why Walmart pulled his guns and ammo off the shelves, because of the possibility of civil unrest in our country, the United States right now, and all that type of stuff. And if you are in areas where that is possibly a possibility, I know some areas aren't as bad, but some areas are. If you are in those areas, please be safe. Please be careful. If you're able to, get the hell out of there in certain situations, especially if you have children. You know, get out of there. We don't know what's going to happen. So hopefully nothing extreme happens. Hopefully everybody stays safe. If you have no reason to be somewhere, mass gatherings, which you shouldn't be in anyway, shit like that, don't go. Stay away from it. Stay home. Stay out of the mix. That's all I can encourage, you know, our listeners to do. Stay away from some of that stuff, man, because we don't know what's getting ready to happen. I think either way it goes, whether it's Trump or Biden, it's going to be a shit show next week. Or whenever you choose to listen to this podcast this week, it's going to be a shit show. I don't know. But just stay out of the mix, man, if you're able to. If you're forced into it, if you're forced into a situation, then I understand things is a little different at that point. But just do the best you can to avoid those situations is all I can encourage you to do. You have any comments on that? Because you over there making all these damn faces like you want to give your inaugural speech, like you know you'd be needing to give in 4 years.
Happy Halloween.
All right, baby.
Yes.
Anything you want to tell everybody before we go? I'm tired of sitting here, man. I'm done. I'm hot now too.
Okay. Stay safe, everybody. And have a fun weekend.
Yeah, have a fun weekend. Spend time with your friends, family, and loved ones. If you lost friends, family, and loved ones this year, we definitely send our sympathies and our love to you guys. We understand it.
And be spooky.
And stay out of haunted houses. That shit is COVID riddled, man.
I know. It's so sad.
The pandemic kind of fucked up the holidays too, man. But just look at it as, you know what? If you're fortunate enough to still be here, don't trip.
Yep.
Nobody likes their in-laws that much anyway. That's what I have to say. So, jokingly, of course, I think. I don't know. I ain't decided yet.
No.
All right, everybody. Thank you for checking out episode 34 of the podcast. As we said before, if you want to reach out to us, you can look in our description on how to reach out to us. We have our email. We have our social medias.
And
hopefully, if you're rocking a badass costume, let everybody know what time it is. We'd like to see pictures of that as well. You can tag us in that too.
I know. That'd be good.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some pretty good costumes actually already of some people rocking some shit. It's been pretty funny.
Should I dress you up as something?
Yeah, I ain't dressing up as nothing. I'm dressing up in sweat clothes and house and some Debo's.
Debo's.
That's it, man.
Oh.
Ain't no trick or treating.
I don't know.
Too old for that shit.
Oh.
Unless we have some grandkids, then, you know, it's back on and popping again.
Yeah, we don't got no grandkids. We don't have no babies in the family no more. We're done.
Yep.
It's done and over with.
Yes, it is.
Well, we're bored. Shut the porch light off.
Let the dogs bark. But all right, everybody, thank you for checking us out again this week. And we will talk to you next week with our shotguns in hand and our lanterns in the other hand.
Yeah, we'll let you know if we're safe.
Yep.
Bye.
Deuces.